Kellogg, College View, Nebraska, September 23, 1904. Dr. Kellogg, my dear brother, in the night season I have been conversing with you, telling you that the Lord would have you now, just now, plant your feet upon the true foundation, the foundation upon which we took our position more than half a century ago. The Lord would have the medical missionary work be to the cause of truth as the hands and arms to the body. You have tried to make the medical missionary work the whole body, but in this you have not succeeded. Let this work occupy its appointed place, just as God designed it should. Let the ministers of the gospel and the medical missionary workers blend in Christian unity. It is not the will of God that the medical missionary work shall be all and in all. He designs that the evangelical work and the medical work shall blend in perfect unity. This can be, and every feature of the work can be complete in occupying its proper place in the body. I say to you, Dr. Kellogg, that you are to come out of your entanglement. I shall not try, Dr. Kellogg, to explain just how you can do this. God will take his whole work in hand, every phase of it, and will carry it forward wondrously, if men will not interfere by bringing in their human inventions, drawing wrong threads into the pattern. Medical missionary work is included in the work of the gospel ministry. This is God's plan. No medical fraternity is complete without the gospel ministry. But things have become confused in your mind, and you are not able of yourself to disentangle the threads. Just take your position at the feet of Christ as a helpless soul who needs the restoring power of the great medical missionary, the chief of all physicians. Grasp his hands, and his power can and will restore you. But you cannot explain your position or restore yourself. Were you to attempt to do this, your brain would reel and your mind would become more and more confused. Just cast your helpless soul on Christ. Do not link up with worldly men. And yet, through your success as a physician, you and your associates are to exert an influence for good upon the most influential men. Who gives you this success? The Lord Jesus Christ. When you make him first and last and all and in all in your thoughts and your practices, he will heal and restore you. To receive and obey the teachings of him who is the way, the truth, and the life is to place yourself on his side. You will then stand on vantage ground. To all who believe in him, Christ gives power to become the sons of God. And all who truly believe in him will reveal the faith that works by love and purifies the soul. Christ's disciples are to train themselves to follow, not to lead. Watch and pray lest ye enter into temptation. Satan will be loath to lose his prey, but the Lord is stronger than Satan and all his evil angels. If you will not press in to take the lead and to follow your own way, if you will walk in Christ's steps, this confusion of mind will leave you. As you are now, you need to be led in spiritual things. May the Lord God of heaven strengthen you with all spiritual understanding, that you may be a victor. Satan has been playing the game of life for your soul, but Christ will be your efficiency, your strong helper, if you will now do just as you have said, surrender, entirely surrender. I accept your statement and regard you as one who has surrendered, putting yourself away from every agency through the power of the grace given. Work upward. With mind and heart and soul, work upward. Christ's followers are to train themselves to practice his ways. As those who have surrendered all to God and have placed themselves wholly on the Lord's side, they are to work for the present and for the future. I cannot endure the thought of your coming short of being complete in Christ. He has bought you with the price of his own blood. He will accept you and save you if you will follow him. Work with an eye single to the glory of God. With Christ's efficiency to prepare the way, there is an open path to heaven before you. You can, in character, put on Christ and be a true representative of Him. You can devise and plan in harmony with His will. I am given these words for you. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give thee rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Matthew 11, verse 28 to 30. Please do all honor to Him who has loved you and given Himself for you, that you should not perish, but have everlasting life. Think of it, my brother, eternal life in the kingdom of God.
When you humble yourself, the Lord will lift you up. But He cannot use an exalted, self-sufficient man. Christ's disciples are not to link up with worldly men. Their lives are not to bear the stamp of worldliness. You cost too much, my brother, to sell yourself to the world. You cannot afford to make merchandise of yourself. All things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. Matthew 7, verse 12. This is the rule that we must follow here, if we would be able to face men in the judgment, when all will be rewarded or punished according to their works. Christ can unite with those only who will unite with Him. Those who receive the truth are to make a surrender to Christ of all that they have and are. Then they are adopted into the family of God. Be not in any way discouraged when you hear strange reports which have no truth in them. God says to His people, "Look not on the man whom I am trying to place on vantage ground, but look on me. I have bought him with a price." Satan has desired his soul. He has sought to make him an apostate, as he himself is. But I have hold of his hand. If he will be led by me, he will come forth as gold purified seven times. Look not on the mistakes and errors of this man, but look on me. If he will do my will, he shall be established under my gospel, which alone can secure pardon and peace. Let the words of all be well chosen. Let the tongues that have worked eagerly to create mischief be careful in their choice of words. Never, never discourage a soul who is trying to climb the mountains of difficulty that lie in his pathway. Let the accuser of the brethren be rebuked. If you would have an entrance into the holy city, you must surrender your own hearts to God, to be purged, cleansed, refined, purified. Unless thorough conversion shall take place in the hearts of our people, they will view things incorrectly and will be led to work at cross purposes with God. The Lord calls for a thorough work in all spiritual lines. Saith the Lord, "I have not found thy works perfect before me. Remember, therefore, how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon you." God calls for thorough and decided reform in all who profess to believe in Him. This is the work that it is presented to me must be done in our churches. Ministers and people would now do well to do thorough work and cease criticizing others and repeating discouraging reports, which weaken the hands of those who will do their appointed work if their brethren will not block their way. Let the work begin now and be carried forward until the change for which God calls is effected.